Book 9, The Outer Isles.
Ding dong, ding dong. This is Caledonian McBrain, serving the Western Isles.
It's brisk out here, taking in the minch, eyes peeled for basking sharks. Seeing the way the blocks of the world hug each other and brush up against each other. Their weight, their air, their colour, and the soft, uncertain spaces between them.
An evening walk, Loch Maddy. Just for once, the big wings of the wind are taking a rest. While we walk in the dark, collecting a different moon in each finger of Lochan. Constant in phases, the incremental moon gets a good washing in the waves, rippling its broad beam, silvering the pixels of the Gallic ocean.
Basho's Aheji Temple, 1,000 li from Hoki,
is Varpalangus, our chambered cairn on North Uist. We turn Langus Daiso, following the sun's right way, looking skew north to Marog's cairn over the weft of deer grass and moss, to the gash in the wood where it surrendered to the will of the wind as the sea breeze picks up handfuls or armfuls of rain.
We crouch to crawl in the oldest, darkest of our temples, each chosen stone carried with deliberation to the right place. Floating the pap on the long ridge, shaping the chamber for ashes, arrowheads, burnt bone and the encrypted urn, such things as were intended to be seen when the slab was lifted. After a mound of time, the rickle of boulders is still sound.
We take turns to creep the passage into the paved womb. Rodri's plucked harp strings fall in and out of silence, shifting the tone, throwing 1,000 images, buoyed into the light, where they reverberate or flicked nice.
We hug our knees tighter together in the chamber, sensing the dark as a membrane of time, feeling silence within before we arrive, after we leave, squaring the circle of longing, reconciling the need for distance and the desire for settledness, for what's an ending but the place you begin again.
Basho's Nezu Barrier
is our Bernary. We cross the causeway from Uist to the hostel at Bala. The spirit of the place recalls the old sisters, Annie and Jessie, crofters and wardens. How many folk were offered their scones, pancake spreads and strawberry jam, with the lilting refrain,
"Very good, very good."
Wind bent, in faded blue mats, herding the sheep with their handbags, shearing them by hand. Annie's place isn't right for us to come in, but still she'll sit a while with us at the door. Her hands are shaky, but she's still the wit to gently tease.
Eck, are you not married yet?
Every time I visit, I get something new. But this time it's the memory of those who've died.
Jessie gone. And Angus. And Rover. And Kirsty too.
Grey though it is, there's peril gleaming to the west. And I've this elegy to record for Kirsty, where we made love in the dunes, and where I snapped her after a dip.
So kalt!
Wearing nothing but one of the sisters' enormous, thick, cable-knit, aquamarine jumpers.